Ideal Husband by Oscar Wilde is the current offering at IU's Ruth Ann Halls Theater. The sets by Seamus Bourne are creatively designed and varied. Eric Agree's costuming is beautifully done and executed. Laura Kramer's original music with Liz Raplagla's sound design adds just the right thematic touches. Fontaine Sire's direction is clear, crisp, and stylish. Wilde's play is an amalgam. It's a comedy of manners, a social comedy, and a melodrama. There are the manners of the London social scene of its season with apparently endless, emptily mannered dinners, parties, and teas. There's the social comedy of the appropriate roles for men and women in and out of marriage. And then there's a melodramatic account of insider trading, blackmail, and politics. Sometimes the elements are dramatically separate, sometimes they're neatly combined. But we don't come to An Ideal Husband for its social message, nor for its dramatic side. We come for Oscar Wilde's witty language, and the comic elements do predominate. The characters of An Ideal Husband are mostly cardboard figures, and director Fontaine Sire handles them with just the right touch to let their surfaces predominate while depths do occasionally appear. Matthew Buffalo was the feckless but charmingly amusing Lord Goring. Taylor St. John was a pleasure as his far-from-amused father. Justine Salata was the bubbly Mabel Chiltern, the girl that's won Lord Goring's heart. Eric Young and Sarah Fisher were Lord and Lady Chiltern. She was the too adoring wife. He was the prig with a past. A.B. Roward was the charming, villainous Mrs. Cheeveley. Sarah McCarroll was the delightfully clueless society matron, Mrs. Markby. The IU production of An Ideal Husband moves briskly, but never with a sense that it's pushing the pace. Wilde's lines and some of the plot twists take time to absorb. At one point, Lord Goring's father asks him if he understands all of his witty paradoxes, and Lord Goring says that he does, but only when he listens carefully. Diction, in part at least credited to coach Nancy Lipschultz, is at a premium in this production. Oscar Wilde's An Ideal Husband continues with evening performances in the Ruth Ann Halls Theater through Friday. On Saturday, there's a 2 o'clock matinee and an evening performance. You can find this and other WFIU interviews and reviews on our website at wfiu.org. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.